Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning. As again, we get a chance to talk high school football on the Coach's Corner. We're going to get to Coach Pelling in just a moment. Thought we'd run down the scores one more time in case you're just getting up and wondering how the local teams did. So let's just begin with teams in the Sagamore Conference. Danville over Lebanon in a close contest, 28-26. North Montgomery over Southmont, 28-14. Tri-West Big over Frankfort, 56-0. And Western Boone defeated Crawfordsville, 42-14. In the Hoosier Crossroads Conference, Brownsburg defeated Franklin Central 35-21, Fishers over Noblesville 48-22, Hamilton Southeastern over Avon 42-23, and it was Westfield by one over Zionsville, the final there 28-27. And finally, we have Carroll over Taylor 62-7, Clinton Prairie over Clinton Central 48-6, it was Eastern over Delphi 48-7, and Sheridan defeated Tri-Central last night by a final score of 28-7. Again, last night, Western Boone entered into conference play and picked up a win over Crawfordsville. The final there was 42-14. To talk about his team's performance last night and what's coming up next is Stars head coach Justin Pelly. Coach Pelly, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. It was a beautiful night last night. Amazing how much difference just a week makes. It was much more the kind of weather we like to see on a Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was finally, you know, you got that taste of fall in the air last night. Great night for it, too. That was our youth night, so I know our crowd. We always have a tremendous crowd, but last night was neat. You know, a lot of people could take off and get out of here for Labor Day weekend, but youth night at our place is pretty important to those kids. And letting them run out in the field on a Friday night is pretty neat. So, great night for everybody.
Did you have some kids yourself run out there on the field?
I believe I did. If you made it there, I don't, who knows? So, yeah, he should have been out there, but I'm not real sure if he did or not.
Oh, well, I imagine he did. I think your wife's pretty good about organizing things.
Yes, she is.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the game last night. You took on the Crawfordsville Athenians and able to get the victory 42-14. Just preparations leading into that game. What were some of the things you wanted to see out of your kids in the performance last night?
Well, we had to respond. You know, last week was a tough game. You play a bigger school in the heat, and there was, like we talked about last week, there was some gut checks going on, and we had to dig pretty deep. And usually after a big game like that or a big win like that, it's common for there to be a letdown. And you go back to 2016, 2017, we had just coming off, we beat Lafayette Harrison, a 5A program in Lafayette, and then we went to Crawfordsville. We got beat 28-27. So the letdown, that was kind of the focus. But, you know, getting back to kind of what we do a little bit, getting guys in the right spot, we've got to simplify things because we have so many guys doing so many things. Playing both ways, for example, we have about six or seven guys playing both ways in key spots. So we've had to kind of take a step back and scale down the playbook a little bit, try to keep it simple for them, and we're trying to do that. But, you know, you're going to go through growing pains when you change anything, and that's kind of what happened last night.
Again, talking with Coach Pelly here on this segment of the Coach's Corner about the Stars' win last night over Crawfordsville. Again, the final was 42-14. The Athenian program still struggling just a bit, but they do have some individuals on their team that present some matchup issues. The McLemore kid would be one in particular. Good player for them, and it's a, you know, in a lot of respects, it's a shame they don't have more to go to surround him to help him out a little bit more.
I agree. They've always had good kids. They've always had our coaches get along with their coaches and everything. I remember a few years ago they had the Hernandez kid. I feel like he was there for 6 years. Tremendous athlete. And the McLemore kid, you know, one of the best athletes on the field, you know, out wide, and a skill guy, probably the best athlete on the field last night. You take away a kid like Cannon, you know, on the inside, they're just different athletes, if you will. But kid like that, you know that they're going to try to get him the ball. In the first play of some scrimmage, they got him the ball, and credit to them for that. But our kids, it's tough to show them that in practice. When you don't have a guy that can do what they do, it's tough to show them, you know, a full-speed look. And our young guys do a great job of trying. But if we had, you know, a guy his size and with his athletic ability on the scout team, we'd be pretty daggone good. So it's just tough to give them that Friday night feel. And I think we got caught last night a few times. He got behind us, so that's something we're going to have to work on and just see, and hopefully we learn from it. You know, if you can ever make a mistake like that, or we made a couple last night, but if you ever make a mistake and then you learn from it and it's good for the rest of the season and you do so in a win, that's a positive. So we kind of escaped there a little bit. So it's just, they have great kids. You know, we have some good kids too. And I agree. They're trying to get the right pieces over there. And again, I'm with you, and hopefully they can get some more guys and kind of start building that.
Again, talking Western Boone Stars football here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Western Boone had the ball first last night. Didn't take you long to get in the end zone, Coach. Talk about that opening drive and what you wanted to see there.
Yeah, I think we got some new guys on the field last night. You know, to start the game, Clyde McKeegan, senior for us, does a lot on special teams, and he plays that wing, and he got the first handoff last night and took it about 50 yards, 40 yards, whatever it was, got us down to about the 10-yard line. Good to see. It was good to see him, you know, scatting around back there. And then the guy that, you know, I think had a great night offensively last night, and he's not really showing up on the defensive stats, is Carter Markham, and he started the game last night as well. So getting some speed on the outside, you know, with how they're playing, everybody's going to play for us. They're going to stack the box on the inside and try to take away Bruins, and being able to have some juice on the outside really helps, and that's how it started. And then Cannon, you know, got us down to about the two, and then Potter snuck it in for an early, you know, touchdown, which is how we wanted to start. It can't start much better.
So the Stars get up early, 7-0. Defense takes the field and does their job, forces Crawfordsville to punt, and so that means offense back out on the field. Second possession, another touchdown.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but I think we had a couple touchdowns in that second and third drive that were called back, and those are the things that, you know, we discussed. We've got to get rid of these unforced errors, and we had a couple big, big runs, and, you know, a holding call on the backside. Mason Toms had a great run, broke some tackles, and then Luke Jackson turns around, has a great run, breaks some tackles, and it comes back because we're jumping, we're false starting, you know, little things like that we've got to fix. So I think that was Mason Toms that got in that second one. He ran hard last night, played defense. He's tough to get off the field. Pretty quick, great kid.
Yep, he was able to score, I think, 11 yards out or so. And Phil Talbot, again, excellent on the PAT attempts. He was able to make two early to give you a 14-0 lead. Another punt by Crawfordsville with 2:44 to go sets up your third score of the first quarter, and Brandon Potter found Cannon Bruins with the touchdown pass.
Yeah, that was something we've been working on. You know, our screen game's got to get better, and it wasn't perfect. And no football game's going to be perfect, but we got, you know, probably our best running back, obviously running athlete the ball, and he was able to make something happen downfield. We had some good blocks downfield, too. Our old lineman had timed up just right, and he was in the middle, and we haven't shown that a whole lot, so it was good to get that on film, and it was good to have success when you practice things all week. It's fun to see it work.
Next two possessions for both schools didn't end up with much. Crawfordsville ended up punting the ball to Western Boone. Western Boone not able to finish a drive, turned it over on down, and with 9:38 to go in the first half, Crawfordsville takes over, and this is a play I think you're alluding to earlier where Caden Patton was able to find Ethan McLemore down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah, and just right before that, we had Talbot. We had marched the ball all the way down the field to about the 10, 15-yard line, I think. And we had an open receiver, and we just underthrew it. And so, you know, should that have been 7? Probably. And then they turn around and score on a pass over the top. Patton had threw a great ball last night over the top to 8, and they took it in. So that's, in my mind, a 14-point swing, you know, from a coach's standpoint. That's frustrating. We marched the ball. We got in our unbalanced set, marched the ball all the way down there into the red zone, and we couldn't convert. And those are the things we just got to keep improving on, getting better at. And then for them to respond, I think it woke our kids up a little bit, like they're not going away. And I have tremendous respect for the kids, you know, when they keep playing. And Crawfordsville's always done that. No matter what the score was, no matter what was going on, their kids keep fighting and keep playing. And that means a lot. And people don't understand that. They discredit that. But that's hard to do. And I commend that.
You attempted a field goal in the first half, not able to get it to go through. Talk to me about the decision there.
Well, again, we march it down to the red zone. And, you know, we're blowing fuses left and right. We're fumbling snaps, we're not taking the right steps, you know, wrong guys up front going the wrong way, and we were on the right hash. We were close enough. You know, Talbot has a heck of a leg. We don't try to overkick him. He does too many things, and that's something again. In high school, maybe that's common, but we haven't been used to that. In the past few years, obviously, we've had with Josiah, you know, our kicker in the past four was primarily a kicker and a punter. He played some defense and did okay, but Talbot's in the action all the time. So we try not to overkick in practice and everything, but we were close enough in his range, and we were on a hash. That's not really ideal. Left-footed kicker on the right hash is not really ideal, but we gave it a shot. It was good practice for us. We didn't. We just tried to run him out there and get him out in time before the play clock. We didn't take a timeout or anything. We practiced this stuff every Thursday, so it was actually good to see it executed. And I know we missed it, but I think that it was the right call at the time.
Talk to me about Dylan Sheets' interception for six.
He had a good game last night. Dylan, you know, very first play of from scrimmage, they completed a hitch on him, and he's young. He's a sophomore. Really good athlete. He's done a great job doing everything we ask for him to do. He's usually in the right spot. He's learning. You can just tell he's learning. And they hit him on a few hitches, and that's okay. We'll give up those hitches, you know, all game, because most people get greedy and then they try to take the deep shot. But he was right in the right spot after, you know, when they go over the top and score, we need to respond. We didn't respond. They end up getting the ball back after that missed field goal, and then he's able to, you know, give us a shot of energy, and our defense has been notorious for that too. And it's a timely deal, and, you know, being able to have him get in the end zone, he had some other really good breakups and really good tackles, just consistent from him. So he's surprised me this year in a good way.
Get up 28-7. You have another score before the first half gets away. This was Luke Jackson's turn to get into the end zone.
Yeah, Luke, he ran hard last night, I thought, again, with he and Cannon both playing middle linebacker, and we mix in Jake Smith, who plays on the D-line, you know, all game. Those guys are all running hard. He was able to break some tackles on the inside there and stretch over the goal line, so it was good to see him get in the end zone as well. I like what we're doing. I like our, you know, we have a lot of kids doing a lot of different things, and, you know, we've talked for 3 weeks now, and every time we've talked, we've had four or five different kids either have touchdowns or have big plays. So I think it's important to be able to get kids off the field and be able to trust a bunch of kids. But with that comes a lot of uncertainty sometimes in the backfield when you talk about the handoff and everything else. So something we just got to keep working on. But proud of Luke, and that was a good score before the half.
Stars got one more touchdown in the contest. Carter Markham was able to punch it in, and that gave the Stars a 42-7 lead in the third quarter. And at that point, the clock started to run, and things wrapped up fairly quickly after that.
Yeah, like I said, I'm proud of Carter Markham. You talk about a kid who, you know, has paid his dues, and he, you know, did everything we've asked him to do the last 3 years, and then he comes up, and we've moved him positions this year. He's playing on the D-line, very good player on the D-line, and even to the point where I bet some people are scheming to go away from him on the D-line because he's so athletic up there. And then he plays on offense, too, and he plays our heavy wing, you know, our bigger wing, and those guys typically – we're not trying to pump them the ball all the time. They're better at blocking. And Carter was a running back, you know, last year. We tried to take some of that off of his plate for all he's doing on defense. So we moved him to a heavy wing and trying to get him in the mix there a little bit because he's a load. And we have full faith that he can, you know, he's really good with the ball in his hand. So it was fun to watch him, you know, kind of get back to his running back days. And he didn't disappoint. So really proud of him last night.
Again, we're talking with Coach Pelly from Western Boone, getting a recap on last night's win. Stars do go on to win 42-14 over the Crawfordsville Athenians, who push their record to 3-0 on the year. Next up, you'll be back at home, which is always good, and you'll see the Tri-West Bruins, and that's traditionally been a very good football game.
Yeah, I hope so. We're going to have to bring it next week. I like being at home. Of course, it's fun to play on our home field, home turf, and everything, but they, you know, a lot of seniors, a lot of returning starters from last year. And after watching film last night, we're going to have to make some changes. And that means some guys, we're going to have to move some guys around. We're going to have to take some guys out, probably, because we're just too many unforced errors, and we've got to be better. If we're going to compete with a team like Tri-West, we're going to have to make some changes.
All right. Well, that's part of the coach's job, isn't it?
I think so, and that's what we're here for. So.
All right. Well, have a great holiday as much as you can, and good luck next week against Tri-West.
All right, Scotty. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Once again, Coach Pelly with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll step aside for a moment and be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.